It was a chance for Democratic presidential candidates to make their pitch directly to local labor unions. At the first Workers' Presidential Summit in Philadelphia yesterday, the candidates tailored their stump speeches to appeal to the American worker. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on how, for labor, the event marked the start of a mass mobilization on the left to influence the 2020 election.
Pat Iding of the Philadelphia AFL-CIO Council told the invited union members there are 200,000 local union members in their council, and this is the time to start making decisions when it comes to the next presidential election.
The time for labor union members to engage, begin educating our fellow union members in this electoral process is now. Not January, not after the primary, but right now.
Frontrunner Joe Biden led off the interview-style event, fielding questions that have been vetted by the union organization, telling the unions they are his backbone.
The fact of the matter is, you all stepped up for me. And if you take a look at my record, I have never not stepped up for you.
Businessman Andrew Yang, who sits in sixth place in the poll, says he wants to guarantee $1,000 a month for everyone, including union members.
That would be a built-in strike fund for you all. Do you think you're going to be able to negotiate for better deals when everyone's getting $1,000 a month?
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told the assembled group it's time to rework incentives to help those in need.
How about we put working people first? How about every equation starts with working people first?
The biggest show of support was for Senator Bernie Sanders, who told the crowd he wants to double the number of people in trade unions during his first term as president.
What we are talking about, brothers and sisters, is creating a government of the working class in this country, by the working class in this country, and for the working class in this country.
Sanders says he's feeling good about winning primaries and putting on a fierce campaign. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.